Martin, everybody. I'm your host, Martin. And on this Monday, we are going to get into Nip Hustle Trial. Long live Nip. And some things I want to talk about. You know, watching Nipsey Hustle, man. He made me want to go visit Crenshaw for real. I was on Milk. He was acting, saying movies. You know what I'm saying? His acting role was good as well, you feel me? And his business side, his mannerism of business, I paid attention to it. It was like, dang, the guy was so articulate, you know what I'm saying? And watch the like the community of I'm not from California, but I know they hurt. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can feel the hurt. Global. You know, global. Also, Nipsey had a lot of haters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just when you doing something right by the community, giving, you still doing your thing. Crazy, y'all. Cause they don't want you to succeed. They looking at you. Somebody looking at you. Somebody ready to up it on you. And Nipsey didn't see that coming, bro. He didn't. Not from his community. Not for his damn community. And I feel kind of more pain, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel this pain on that shit, bro. That motherfucking nigga Eric Holder, you gonna get your ass. Ooh, boy, I tell you. Shit like that, bro. And I got a vent on my podcast. A coward like that deserves to be watched. He deserves to be watched by wolves be eaten and let the whole crowd see it. Like me and all other individuals. Just let the wolves and the lions eat them alive. But we watch it while they just his brains, his heart, his eyes. We want to see that. That's what we want to see. Give us justice like that. You know what I'm saying? On top of justice. I know they say revenge is in God's hand, but you know, you took out of me. I don't even like saying that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Like, my condolences to the day still go out there. Nip family. I haven't even met Nip. Just to see the blueprint on what he laid down, the foundation, what this guy has contributed. And people out there, you know, it's dirty in California, man. California dirty. They got some trifling cats up there, man. Up that way. You know what I'm saying? They got some trifling cats. And I was seeing a couple of documentaries, you know what I mean? One guy knew better, he slipping. Now this stuff, just talking reckless about the man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it be your own people, bro. Some of y'all watch your own people, bro. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. How to move, I don't know if it comes up how you been raised or how you been taught. And this shit comes from not picking up a book, too. 99% of our people don't be picking up no books, man. Especially young people. They ain't picking up no books. They ain't educating themselves. They're not reading. They're not soaking it in their brain. They're not trying to take time out. But they'd rather go take time out and listen to some stupid ass gangster music. You know what I'm saying? Shoot them up, bang, bang type shit. You know what I'm saying? We all rappers. No, I used to talk about that. Ain't nothing new up under the sun, but it's a way you got to make a change in the community, man. You got to build businesses, computer classes, entrepreneur classes. And that's what I'm going to contribute to Morehouse, man. Talk to one of my clients. I'm about to do a contract. I'm about to go ahead and execute some new things for A-Town, man. You know, but like I said, Nip was a great dude, man. You know what I'm saying? He did his part while he was on this earth, man. And hope to see that brother again, you know what I'm saying? I want to keep living my life high as well on this earth. I want to set a mark, and that's what I'm doing. I'm working on, you know, I got inspired by him just to see how he did the marathon. Marathon bid. I got a couple of pieces, and to this day, I'm gonna go get me a jogging suit. Yeah, a jogging marathon suit. You know, because he, you know, he was the, what, you know, he was that format, you know what I'm saying, that paved the way for a lot of entrepreneurs, man. Like, he got into, this man, Milk, got into Bitcoin currencies and all, way before he was really just talking about, you know what I'm saying? This man was the other time. You know, get credit where credit is due. You ain't see, there's a piece of the other rappers. You ain't see Tupac, Biggie, them talk about entrepreneurship. You ain't see them got cats talk about business, because they wasn't influenced or educated on that level. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, Nip is a legacy, a legend. Only rapper. So, yeah, I feel like he bigger to, if you think about it, if you do your homework now, he bigger than him. You know what I'm saying? He bigger. They might pay the way for him to rap, but they came out of the business side. Them guys ain't had no on milk when they came out of the business side. You know what I mean? The man had his own clothing store, restaurant, then opened up a barber shop in the community. That whole thing sold up, man. You know? Even Jay-Z seen it. Jay-Z recognized him. Jay-Z bought thousands of his copies for like $100. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. I'm glad David Holder got 60 years. Sucker. But they don't give you a reason to mess with it or kill that man's numbers. Because family members don't have nothing to do with me, you know what I'm saying? With father or nephews and cousins, they ain't had nothing to do with that. That's who you draw on. So one murderer, that's who they need to do. So, and I feel like California needs a real structure when it comes out of that gang culture. Like, they need some structure and some guidance. I don't know what's I don't live in that area, but there's some old heads and stuff up there. Take them all, man. Rebuild that state. For real. And I'm not even from there. I'm from the 8th. I mean, I'm from Georgia. Yeah, man. I just want to shine my light on the brother Milk today. Keep your head up, Black Sam. It's how I look at Black Sam. Black Sam was brother, you know what I'm saying? Took a sound, my brother sounded like, you know what I'm saying? Talked like right too. Had the same mom and the same dad. So, bloodline was definitely strong. But then, also, the marathon OG, it's not a marathon OG, oh man, some good stuff, good guy. But yo, we about to go ahead and wrap this podcast up, and I want y'all to book y'all appointment at PrimoCuts81.com, get some of that beard oil, come on, get your fresh top tier luxury cut. I'll sit you in a chair, take care of you. You know, talk about some different topics. One-on-one on a podcast with me. And that's it, man. You know, like Nipsey said, this ain't no racist America. You know, it goes forever. Y'all, peace and love. 100.